We'll do it together. All right, you guys prepare more first. We'll start together. We'll see what we're not going to go so far. We'll start together. As soon as that baby, it's mamish. A shkoch of brothers. So you never do it. Mamish is. When did we start it? We started it.
We meant to start on Sunday. We actually started on Thursday.
Mamish. Mamish. Unbelievable shkoch of brothers. The Abnezer says that Evan Ibri goes free in the seventh year. He said because in the panemius of a Yiddish and a Shama, he can never really be enslaved. He's always an Evan of Hashem. He can never really be enslaved by anything else. And when a Jew is enslaved, it's only on the Kitzonius. It's only on the surface level. On the level, so six always represents Kitzonius, because if you have a cube, you have a three-dimensional cube that has six sides. Which means the outside, the tiniest of the thing is six, and the shvi represents the inner point that all six sides revolve around. That's the good afternoon, is the inside point, and that inside point that he can never be enslaved. So everybody has to go out in the seventh year. Has to go out in the seventh year. That's the pshat. Heard it before. And he says that's why a ganav is sold. We'll see the sugya. A ganav is sold as an evidence, but not a gazlan. Why a ganav and not a gazlan? He says because a gazlan stole out in the open. Okay, he did it out there. The ganav stole in secret. That means the ganav corrupted the panemius. The ganav went to the place where it's supposed to be hidden, which is, represents the panemius, the inner part that's not to be. And in there he did the Aveira. That means he corrupted, he forgot what the panemius of a Jew is. In the Mela, he needs to go and get fixed. And by going and getting slaves, to remind them of what his panemius is really about. And then he goes out in the seventh year, and now he's fixed his... But not the Meganav, because he made a... He brings a riot from... He says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand, why, how can Klai Yisrael be a Godin in Mitzrayim? Not the place of Klal Yisrael to be above them. Klal Yisrael can't be above them. So then he found out that Dozen Avirim told the secret. He killed the mitzvah. Rashi brings the Chumash. The Moshe said, now I understand that they might not be Shaykh to a Gula because there's still Torah among them. Cattle tails. But what's the Indian? So then he brings Maral. The Indian is also a soy, the secret is something Panimi. And they went and corrupted the panemius. He says, now I understand why they're slaves. The clients don't get enslaved because of who they are in their panemius. But if the panemius is corrupted, they're doing the wrong thing with the panemius. They're telling the story that's not supposed to be told. So then it shies to Abdus. That's the shot in the Ganav also. The Ganav can be sold. But even then, it's only on the surface. And the Shana Shvi is Yetzir L'chav Shechino. The first Hashem Yishmor and Parshas Mishpatim speaks all this out. I was just learning it yesterday. So. Okay. I went to before. Every evening you can buy him with star, the coin at Smoy Bashanam of Yoyo. And every evening you could buy him with Kesef with star, and he coined himself back to freedom with Shanam, which is 7 years, or Yoyville if Yoyville will happen before the seventh year. Now it does not say here Mises Ha'ovim, because the truth is, if his Adam dies within 6 years, he's mechuyev to finish off the 6 years by the Yarshim. Mises Adam is not a way for the Eved Ivri to go out. This type of Eved Ivri. B'konim is atzmoy b'shanim b'yoyim, but giroin kesef, which is, like Rashi explains, to buy out whatever remaining years there are. Right? If he sold $600, 6 years and there's 3 years left, so he pays $300, and the Adam is mechuyev to accept the $300 and let him go out 3 years early. Yisera love Amavriya. The Amavriya has more things which allow her to go out. Shekotnes the answer the Simonim, which is the sugi that we learned about Right, Bijot Tachinim Aim Kosef, the Sugi from Davdal. Hanir Ta Nikne Beritzia, which is interesting to say, this Nikne Beritzia, which has ramifications, if you remember back to the Sugi of Torah Shav Vistokhir. Remember back to the Sugi of Torah, which is a long Avni Medum in Shuvah. And he said that it had to do with whether a Nirtzah is called the Kinyan Keser or not. The Kinyan Keser. So I would have thought, what do you mean? A Nirtzah is just a regular epidemic that decides to stay. So he's bought the Keser, then decides to stay. So you could look at that as a Kinyan Keser. The Mishnah is Mashmano. A Nirtzah is the Beritzia. That's a new Kinyan. The Beritzia is a new Kinyan. That is the Kinyan of a Nirtzah, the Beritzia itself. Okay? The coin is that's my, the Yoyvel, or the Mitzvah of. Yeah, that's commission.
Commission
doesn't bring like the other case. Yeah.
Only
Abitibi
right now,
yeah. They missed the whole Hakdama.
Okay.
Yeah, Dante.
I can't be
giving my dog. I'll be Machshava. You see the Indian of Evid Ivory going out 7 years. Evid Ivory Nikta Makasa Minov. Omakrom Nikasif Niknasoi. Yeah, so it's G'day. I mean, some of you in your Gemara's already have the whole Pasuk quarter on the side. And the new fancy Torah Ors. My Torah Ors is the old kind. But it's G'day to read. There's a lot of Sukkim here. Could that have the whole pasuk inside? And yours probably says which pasuk it is, not just which pasuk it is, right? Somebody has the new gemaras. What?
No.
Shkoy. Pasuk says at the end of parshas Bahar. It's talking about a Jew that's sold to a goy. An Eved Ivri, whose owner is a goy. The Jew needed money. The nimka the ger toishav, he sold to the ger toishav. Okay, or the ikum shvachas ger, either ger toishav or a regular goy, he sold. So it says you got to be poisoning him out. You got to try to pay to get him out. Yeah. Oh, so you make a cheshbon. How long did he work there? And you've got to pay to get out of the cheshbon. So the pasuk says, "In my rabbis b'shalom, if he has a lot of years left to work, he'll lefi and yashiv gulasoi. According to the amount of years, that's how much you should redeem him. Mikasev b'knasoi, from the money of that he was purchased for. So in the fact that the Torah is saying you have to buy him out from the money he was purchased for." Means again, like we said, if he's purchased for 100 years for $100 per year, and 3 years left, so you pay 300. Yeah, Rashi and Kumash goes to the Kajman also. Yeah, if he was 20 years until the Yoyvel and he paid 20 money for him, Rashi says, you're going to pay one money per year. So if he's 5 years left. Or if you worked for 5 years, subtract 5 and pay 15. So what do you see? Mikesav Mignasa, you're deducting from the amount he paid for him. It's a rabbi that he paid for him that he was kind of his money. Mikesav Mignasa, in Malamish and Nikna Mikesav. It's a rabbi that he was originally bought with Kesav. Okay. Now that's clearly talking about an Ebedevi sold to a goy. So Ashkan Ebedevi didn't call over Kham. That only proves an Ebedevi that sold to a goy is Nikna with Kesav. But how do you know an Ebedevi that sold to a Jew? Now, why should it be any different? Dr. Gemara, maybe the only reason everybody sold to a goy is nikna b'kesef is because kokinyana b'kesef. But nimkali is so menorah. But how do you know that everybody sold to a Jew is also nikna b'kesef? Now, what does it mean kokinyana b'kesef? So here's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says hoyel b'kokinyana b'kesef, hoyel b'kokinyana shoyi b'kochavim b'kesef. Shulonem abro boy mishicha b'metalsul el b'Yisrael. The Gemara makes the drasha. The Gemara makes a drasha. Miyad miyad. but it says a misecha. So when the daik from there, kin mashiach works by Jew, but by goy he doesn't have kin mashiach. Goy is kin kesef. Kin mashiach. How is a Jew kind of metalkalin? Kin mashiach. I'm like kind of that right. He wanted to sell me that phone. I'm like kind of the phone as a mashiach. But that's only out of misecha. A goy doesn't have mashiach. A goy has kesef. So maybe a goy is this. Since a goy doesn't have mashiach, a goy only has kesef. So maybe that's why he's kind of able to be with Kesef. But a Jew, maybe not. That was what the Gemara was saying according to Rashi. Tosfos says there's a problem with that, because there's a famous machlokes in Bava Metzia between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Are Mois kind of deraisa or not? Are Mois kind of deraisa? Machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says there's no such thing as a kid in Kesef and deraisa. There's one way to be kind of Metalkalin, not karka. Karka is something else. There's one way to become metalkalin from you, and that's mashicha. Not one way, okay? Mashicha. If I pay you through metalkalin, and you're coined with the kesef from me, that kin is not chalda, right? It's not a kin. Yeah. It could cause a mishapara with the gemara by Messiah calls a mishapara. You know what a mishapara is? That's my rabbi always say. What? The opposite of Mishaberech. Mishaberech is from the opposite of Mishaberech. Mishaberech is the opposite. Mishaberech is the door of Midbar, the door of Mouth. Who are you from this guy? You went ahead and made a kid in Kesef, and you didn't follow through with what you said you were going to do. And the kid you made, to Mishaberech, but, in the sense of the aspect of the kid, you could back out. If you're willing to accept Mishaberech yourself, yeah, the kid wasn't Chal, because kid in Kesef doesn't work. It doesn't work. And that's because it says, like Rashi brings the drash, you have a kinyan called Mashiach. Now, Kesef, Rabbi Yechon learned that Moed are kind of Doraisa. He learned the whole thing because they're their bottom. Doraisa, kinyan Kesef wouldn't be good enough. He said, but their bottom were afraid that if you transfer ownership, Without actually transferring the chepas itself, without actually making a kinyan mashiach, that means I paid you for my stuff, right? You have a bunch of my merchandise up in your attic. I paid you for it. Now it's mine, totally mine. I never did a mashiach, but I don't need to because Moyes are kind of so right, according to Yechon. Then if a fire breaks out the attic, how hard are you going to struggle to save the stuff, knowing it's not yours anyway? You already made your money and finished. And because we're afraid that until the merchandise actually changed hands, you're not going to take enough achrayus on it, they said it didn't really transfer a shos until I do an actual mashiach. But that's the thing, the rabbanon. With the right, the mois with the kindness. That's the dechon and hell. Oh. Yeah. So, Tosfos is saying, it comes out, if shat in our gemara is, hoyil b'chol kinyona b'kesef. And if Shat is like Rashi, that means the goy only has a kinyan kesef, which is being learned out from the drasha, like Rashi says, that miyana misefka teaches me that metalkalin is the kinyan which works by a Jew, mashein kein by a goy is kesef. So that's the only true b'das Rish Lakish. According to Yochanan, that's not how you darshan miyana misefka. It can't be how you darshan it, because Adrabi, he holds Mayas are kindness for a Jew midaraisa. That means the stomach of the Gemara is going to look very sluggish. That's
forced
the problem.
Are you forced to say that?
Ah, so why are you forced to say it?
Because Drush is really about the good. Drush is not about the
good. Good. So the reason Drush is saying this is because he sees the Gemara Mechoris that the way you have to deal with this Drush is that it has to be one or the other. Without that, you could have said, okay, maybe it's another. So let's see Drush inside for a minute. You're right. Without the Gemara Bechoris, you would say, what's the kasha? You could darshan both things, right? But you see from the Gemara that you can't, because it says, "Darshin meberek beis de b'choris miyadim yisrecha b'kesef ha'loif kochav b'mashicha." Rabbi Yochanan, you see from the Gemara b'choris, learns the drasha the exact opposite. Because you have to darshan Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is definitely a myth. Am Yisrael is definitely saying there's something which works by a Jew which does not work by a goy. So according to Rish Lakish, it means Mashiach. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Kinyan Kesef works by a Jew, since he learns Fakert. That means, Liyad Yisrael means Kesef. And the Diyak is Fakert, that a goy means Mashiach. The Kaimelin Kab Yochanan Gabi Rish Lakish. And we usually pass like Kab Yochanan over Rish Lakish. The oid, the second of the Zohar, Amin, under the Kula Alma Mashiach, by the Gochab and Koine. And that Gemara says that everyone knows Mashiach works by a goy. So, first of all, the Yechanan, the court of Yechanan, the Drosha of a Mesecha is not being Mamait a goy for Mashiach. That's not what it's doing. Other Abba, it's saying that the a goy has Mashiach. And secondly, there's another Gemara that's Mashma. According to everybody, a goy is Mashiach. You might have kesef also. Yeah, so what's this Gemara in the Vajizoro? What's this Gemara in the Vajizoro? Ellie, you want to pass on the Vajizoro? Sorry. What? Oh, you didn't get this far yet? Ah, okay. Should we do it together or you want to do it on your own? You told me, I'm
saying I'm learning
what is Zohar. Oh, you're learning, but I didn't get there yet either.
What is our is?
I don't know.
I'm holding on Daphnon Thomas.
Thank you.
Oh, you just have the story ready.
Okay. One second.
Bosha from our father, this is the face of being positive from mother and mother's bosha. You have to look into it. Which I didn't do yet. Okay. The Gemara brings a raya. The Mashiach by the Kachavim Koine. And that's on the Machlokes Gemara. I'm just bringing a raya from Bryce's. the whole sugya. It starts earlier. The whole sugya. It's a plot long sugya. I'm going to name my Mashiach by Bekuchavim Koinen. It's a blot long sugya, brings rayas back and forth, whether Mashiach HaBeit HaKachavim is koina or not. So the Gemara comes out, the Maskana, Shema Minah, that Mashiach HaBeit HaKachavim koina. Yeah, it's not, it has nothing to do with Machlekes, that the Yechon HaMesh Lakish, Legabi, where the Mois are koinas by a Jew and not koinas by a Jew.
It's not Mashiach instead of
No.
It's like that it requires also the Mashiach.
Yeah, the Mashiach also helps. Yeah, the Mashiach
helps
also.
Requires.
It helps.
Either you need it, or there is not, or it doesn't work. There's no Kinyan without it, there's no sale without it. It's not enough just to give the money, you have to take it. Or you don't have to take it. It helps. It'll still be even without it.
You got to be
That it won't work if you just give
them. Yeah, drusher, right, in economics. The drusher Rashi brings.
Right. Oh, Rashi's thing, right?
That the Rashi's saying is that a Jew has to come on to Mashiach.
Right.
Yeah, right. A Jew has to come on to Mashiach. But a guy can do kin kesef. What Tosfos is saying is, he's using the Maariv HaDezora that even though a guy has kin and kesef, but Mashiach he also has. That's right. Mashiach he also has.
So
why is Hayav
b'chol
kinyan
b'kesef? What do you mean he also has? Mashiach
do
without kesef?
Mashiach works by him. Yeah, without kesef. No, can have a machine. You gotta have a
machine.
Why not? You can transfer ownership with machine.
The
No, saying you don't only have transfer of ownership by sales. Here the Gemara happens to be talking about stealing. The knife that stole from a Jew. So what's called stealing? What's called he was coined from this? Bring a ride, Mashiach is king.
Well, generally a person steals, he's not going to use the paying thing.
That means what?
The manager of
kids have watched. No, but we need to know it. Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. You're asking. You said where Mashiach come in without the money. That's not
even
the case
of the
money.
Where is?
Yeah.
Would it be the
credit
if he stole it? Why would you
have it? Yeah, so what's Rashi
looking for? But what is coming
in without it? Rashi doesn't know. Can you hear the Bechoris, please? I'm sorry. Bechoris. We're gonna work this out together. Well, the item is up.
Make him responsible. Without permission, if someone takes something without permission,
He may
have to pay it back, but he might be able to also stop the item from whoever bought it and say, sorry, I should take it
more
carefully.
Okay.
You have no title. You get it from someone who has no title. Yes or no, right? Yes or no. Can I transfer something, sell something you don't get?
Yeah.
I mean, So it bothers me about it. Because sometimes the very bad more than what kind of the finance the manage you get.
Well,
not necessarily only from the emotional perspective.
Well, I may have
well,
there
can be
a value to
emotion.
Come with that, the logic. She's got a match and film. She's a great job. Okay. All right, let's look at the environment. Instead of the Gemara in Bukhari for 1 second, okay? Now, the man Daman of Avodah Zarah says, Meshicha Boyd Tukhab Mkoyne is a Meimar. A Meimar is the one that says, Zabar Avodah Zarah, Meshicha Boyd Tukhab Mkoyne. And he's not distinguishing between Meshlak and Meshicha, and this and Meshicha. He's saying that's the din, he's saying it in the Kulia, he's saying that's the din. Now, Meshicha works by Goy. Now, that was the Gemara in Avodah Zarah which Tosis is brought down. But the Gemara in Bukhari, okay, it's making a judgment like this. First Gemara starts out, Ma Misecha Ba'achas Af Oibit L'chovim Nami Be'achas. Which is what Tosis also was saying, that the way we dash it is like this. Just like Ba'am Misecha, only one Kenyan helps, which is Mashicha, like Rashi brought, Miyara Misecha, and that means Mashicha works, but Kenyan Kesef doesn't work. And we're making a drasha that we're contra distinction of a thing, the guy from the Jew. The does they by a Jew, one Kenyan helps and the other one doesn't. Who had been by the guy, one Kenyan helps, the other one doesn't. But it has to be the opposite of what we're saying by the Jew. I mean, that's covered with me by the guy. So Rashi explains, judging by a Jew, Mashiach helps and Kesef doesn't. So to a guy, Kesef helps and Mashiach doesn't. Talking mashma, am yusecha b'mashicha v'loyer v'kukhovim, and that's the drasha Rashi is bringing down by us. Very clear. But that's before we get to that, that's the drasha Rashi is bringing down by us. Which is this drasha from over here, yeah? Fine. On that directly Gemara, what if Ula Meimar, but according to Meimar who sells mashicha v'kukhovim koine, according to Meimar who holds mashicha does help by a goy. So what are you going to say then? Like this. Very good if you hold the Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Dovah Torah Ma is Koinos. Meshicha Loi, 1 second. Meshicha Loi Kanya. Ahani Lamisecha Bekesef Loi Kukhava Meshicha. Then you forget. If you hold the Rabbi Yochanan, then Mois Koinus, that was Tosis' original kasha. That was Tosis' first kasha. If you hold like a Yechon, then Mois Koinus, they're raised by a Jew. So then the drush from Yisrael is a Faker to drush. It's the exact opposite. According to Shmokas, what's Amisecha saying? By a Yid, Mashicha works, Kesef doesn't. And by a Goy, Kesef works, Mashicha doesn't. And that's the hoil of our Gemara according to Rashi. Correct Tosis' first kasha was, according to Yechon, it's Faker. The exact opposite. Because what's Amisecha saying, according to Yechon? Adarab, Lamisecha b'kesef. The Jew has given kesef, le'ukuchavim, the Mashicha. So the hoil of our Gemara can't mean kokinen b'kesef because he doesn't have Mashicha, he only has kesef. It's the opposite. Yeah? El Yisrael, the Kishlok, is the Mashicha b'fresh, is menatoir, Lamisecha b'mashicha, le'ukuchavim, the Mashicha, Lamisecha, lomali. Ami, Lamisecha, the Machzir, I know, he has a Machzir, no, the Gnani. Thus, the Gemara. So, meaning that's conscious that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could say what a Meimar is saying. Again, a Meimar is the one that said, Mashicha helps by a God. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that fits perfectly. That's the group of what the Joshua of Amisek is saying. Amisek came to say, a Yid has one of two Kinyonim, and the Goy has the other. Rish Lakish, that means a Jew has Mashicha, a Goy is Kesef. And that's Shatnah Gemara Hoyul, according to Rashi. Problem is, according to Yechonon, that's opposite. According to Yechonon, it's saying the Jew has Kesef and the guy is Mashicha. That's Tosis' first kasha. This our Gemara does not work out according to Yechonon, the way Rashi explained the Gemara. It is another kasha Tosis is asking. And that is, according to a Meimar and Avodah Zarah, a Meimar is saying what he said even in Reish Lakish. A Meimar holds even in Reish Lakish, a guy is Mashicha. Ah, it's one confused us. How can you say in Rish Lomit you guys Mashiach? Then what's Amisach doing? The whole Amisach was coming to say that he doesn't. So that's the Gemara of Chayis, coming back. That's the Gemara is asking. And the Gemara answers, he uses it for a different drasha. About Einoah. So Amisach, you have to get back Einoah, so the Goy, you don't have to get back Einoah. Let's prove what the Gemara Bukhari deals with. So again, that's the double barrel of Kasha of Dice. Kasha number one is... when the Moyes are cutting the right to virtue. So the first Kasha Dice has is that if you're going to take the Drosh of Amisecha, that's a Machlaikis from Yoichan and Mishlakosh, which direction to take it in. And when Rashi is learning the Gemara, it only works out in Mishlakosh, it doesn't work out in Rav Yoichan, and that's there because we pass from the Rav Yoichan. And number two is the Vedas Amemar, which seems to be the Maskana of the Sugin of Edizona, even according to Beis Shulakish, we don't use Amisecha for that. Because he holds, even according to Beis Shulakish, Mashiach helps by a Goy. Once Amisecha coming to Lafuke, the distinction of Jew and a Goy, look, I'll be a different Lafuke, look, I'll be a Lafuke, so no, nothing to do with us. That's the second Kashim place. I was confused because I didn't understand. How can he stand in Beis Shulakish? What happened to Amisecha? The terrorists, the Gemara Bukhari deals with that. That's what Gemara Bukhari is coming to say. Maybe the Gemara Bukhari dealt with it also. I didn't see. But that's what it's coming to say. It's just for a different Russia. So we might have should have a double kasher Rashi. First, when he's saying all the words going to Beis Lakish. And second, according to Amemar, what he's saying is not true, even according to Beis Lakish. Follow what I'm saying? So because of these kashers, I mean, you have to be able to explain Rashi. I mean, I'll try to be Mahayan. Rashi somehow understood that our Gemara, A, does not fit according to Neymar, and B, does not want to hold the Kabyakim. You have to understand, but that's Rashi, how to defend him against these kinds of choices. That we have to see. I'll try to look into that today. But that's the Kashas. At least now we have the Kashas clear, yeah? Good. Because of that, Tosfos was a different pshat in the Gemara. Because of that, he says, "Makach near the Benatam." So he paid Rushos. Poyel v'chol kinyonai devekuchavim be'evet ivri bekemtes. Yichsidvei mekesef b'knosay. La'afuki shein of koinim b'shtar. The Yisrael gufei loy koni evet ivri b'shtar. Erev mishum de'eskish l'amo v'amo la'acheres. Tidoshina da p'zayin ma'acheres mekani b'shtar. Abdu mekani b'shtar. He says, you know what it means, Chol Kinyonai? Hoyo v'Chol Kinyonai? It's not talking about Kinyonim in general. Kinyonim in general, a Goy has Mashiach too. It means that maybe the fact that a Goy can be coined to have Ivri and Kesef is because the only option the Goy has by Avodin is Kesef. Masha'inkein, a Jew who wants to be coined to have Ivri, has an option of Shtar also. How do we know? Because the drasha says by Amivriya, if you remember by the pasuk of Yehud, by the pasuk of Imikach Lo Yacheres, what does it say from the pasuk over there? He takes Amivriya, he does use the Amivriya, and then it says he takes another wife. Yeah, and then it says Arnaso Lo Yigra, he shouldn't take anything away from Amivriya. So he makes Amivriya to the Acheres. Who's the Acheres? The Acheres is the regular Yisra, that he's Makadish. So we learn out that I'm a via from a cheresh. Just like by a cheresh, star helps, because get helps, and star kedushin helps. So by I'm a via, to be koina, I'm a via, star also helps. From there we learn out that a yid can be koina and have an ibi with a star. But that's all learned out from the parsha of getting the kedushin, because it's learned out from the drosha, which was makish, the I'm a via to the cheresh, which is not no geya to the goy. In the mail, the goy is no other way of being koina to the yid except for kesef. So don't bring me a raya. From the fact that a Goy is coined out of every Kesef, to the fact that a Jew is coined out of every. Maybe that's only by a Goy, the Kesef is the only option, but by a Jew, where we learn out with the option of Shtar, maybe Taka, Kesef doesn't help. That's the place it says. Yeah. Yeah. The Drosh of Acharis we'll get up to later on. We had this before, Amir's Hukish and Acheris. We've had that concept before, but no? Bacheris Yikach La'isha, Sheira, that's the passage. Bacheris Yikach La'isha, Sheira, Onazah, She saw Lo Yigra. That's the pasuk. No. Makish, the kedushin of that. Yeah. Makish, the kedushin of that cheres. The kedushin of that cheres to the Amivriyam. They were not asked to start works on Amivriyam. They were not asked to start works on every too. Because Amivriyam has every. So the half of the Gemara is that you can't prove from the Goy that just like that since Kesef works by him, the Mele works by the Jew. The only Shtar works by the Jew, not Kesef. And that's when we need another puzzle to prove it works by the Jew also. Then he says the bigger Kiddush starts. He says, even by Kargo, Goy can't be created a Kargo with Shtar. Because the bottom of the bottom of the style of the not just the aim getting style of the Gokhavim at all. Not just if he wants to be coined in Eben Ivri, but even if he wants to be coined in Karka. Which is even bigger Kiddush. I'll go upon him, that's how Christ is learning the Gemara. It's not talking about Kinyonim in general where Rashi is learning. It's talking about Kinyonim of Eben. That's the Kiddush. Whether we'll have a third for Rashi on Tzitzis with Kasher, we'll see tomorrow. But that's Pshat Tzitzis. Okay, very good. So mainly because of this, the right that we brought, that when a goy is coined at Eben Ivri, he's coined him with Kasher, is not enough of a raya for a case where a Jew is coined at Eben Ivri. So how do you know when a Jew is coined at Eben Ivri, he's coined with Kasher? That's what we left off in the Gemara.
Rabbi Amitzah is talking about Eben Ivri, right?
No. Talpulin. Kinyonim in general. Kinyonim in general. What is the pasuk that means that? Huh? It's also in Parshas Bahar. It is. It is. And I cannot believe it. How do you learn the Bahar? How do you learn the drush? There's some diyak in Abisecha that means only so, not a goy. The problem is, basically saying, that A, that diyak according to Abisecha is the exact opposite of what Rashi says it is. And B, that diyak according to Neymar, even according to Reish Lakish, means something else. So you're choosing one out of three ways of learning that diyak to explain Shana Gemara. Rashi. That's the problem. And you're choosing the one out of three that we don't seem to bounce him like. So what's going on? Smack him shot in the motor course of course. Yeah. All you have a cooking out of a cat. It means hoyo, the star doesn't work, then maybe ketzup works. But by a yid who gets an evidence that star does work, maybe ketzup does work. That's the choice for the smart. Not kol kinyonoi meaning the kol is cooler. Rashi learns kol kinyonoi, I mean it gets a little more bashful like Rashi, kol kinyonoi. Yeah. But the choice is saying there's problems with that. Okay, fine.
Also because it means I want to say that you know that from the Kesef Mikatzo, right?
Yeah.
And that's dealing with a
goy
buying an Eben Ivri, right?
Right.
So then what's the more adding really by focusing on the
Kesef?
If it's true, the focusing on the Kesef means that a goy can only acquire the Talzolin / Avodim.
Like Rashi is saying.
What's the point of the pasuk because of Mikatzo? We know that already.
No, meaning.
We know that already. How else can he be? How else can he acquire it? How else can he acquire it? Right? It's extra. Sounds the same because of Mikatzo? No, we don't. No, if you know that the only way to acquire is.
Sorry, could stay over here. Tara could have said it here if he weren't the star. Could have said that. But it doesn't. That's what he says. We only learn out star from a cheres, which is only shy of the yin. But I'm saying, The Gemara is saying is, if you see the Torah said it works by Kesef, that's not a riot to anything else, because you know, we don't find another Kenyan by this person anyway. It doesn't mean the Torah couldn't have given him a different Kenyan over here. It's like it wouldn't be possible, it's just that, right, what you're saying.
Because
once we gave it, don't put a riot from there to a Jew. Yeah. Anyway, that's a Gishmaka. I mean, it's Gishmaka Yiddish. It's Kedonim in general, this sugya. It's like, it's just Yiddish. But a component of the Gay is the Pshat and the Gemara. What's everyone trying to say?
I don't
know. I don't know.
Help Rashi.
No, just saying, everywhere else is only Kesef. We don't find anywhere else, only Kesef. Maybe it's not that the, yeah, I'm saying. Here it says Kesef, because of McNaughton. You could have said Shabbat. It says Kesef McNaughton. Don't bring me right from there to a Jew, because we see anyway it goes only as Kesef in other things. What didn't he hear? The Torah gave him Kesef. Maybe by Jew it's different. Yes, the Torah says, how do you know? Because Nimkel Yisrael Menolan Amakra VeHepsin Malamich of Garas V'Yoyne V'Yoytza. The Pasuk by Ami Avriya says that was written by Ami Avriya. That's already Parshas Mishpatim. The Hepsa, he poured her out. Where is it? What, guys? Mavish at the beginning. Yeah, Mavish right. The Hafta means he's pointed her out. Which again is the same idea. You paid a certain amount per year, Rashi and Kumish does the same thing. You pay that much amount for many years or less. So again, you see the Hafta, Mavish was within the Yoytza. So you see that she was bought with money, because the whole idea was you would adopt the amount of money that she was bought for. So it's a raya even by an evidence who's owned by a Jew. Because Amr Vriya is talking about which is owned by a Jew. Ah, Yachkar Amr Vriya, that helps with Amr Vriya. Or Makacha Makesef. Maybe that is only true of Amr Vriya, since we find other ways of being koina with Kesef, like Kedushin. So since we find another precedent to be koina with Kesef, like Kedushin, therefore maybe that's why. Makacha Makesef. But evidence means all of them. Maybe that's not a raya, it's an evidence that we don't find a precedent before this. We call him with Kesef, Magabi, other things. Maybe Kesef won't help by him.
For him, the cosmic Kesef, they mean
Kedushin, yes, I'm a woman. Yeah. We find by this Isha, precedent by her, she'll be calling him with Kesef. Maybe that's why we're here. But everybody, Ivri kept bringing a raya. There it says, a makra, ki makra, lacha, chika, Ivri, oya, vriya. We have all three sheshonim.